Hello? Can you hear me?
I can't see you though.
Yeah, I know. It's not the point. We're in podcast mode now.
Why can't I see you though, bro?
Because it's Skype audio.
Scaudio.
It's gonna be a podcast.
I want to put on my big headphones. I have the in-ears in and they're just not doing this justice. Hold on.
Yeah, I have my what's it called in. My actually, kind of like it with these.
Can you hear me without this?
Yep, it sounds perfect.
I'm not plugged in at all.
That's fine. You sound great. It's better than previous ones where it sounded like cars were going by.
No, I got. There's no. I mean, there's a little hum for the air conditioner in here. So we're here, August 11th, 2017, 11:25 p.m. and Yankees have just had an incredible comeback against the Red Sox. Down 3-0, bottom 8, go up 5-3, prevent an incredible rally from occurring in the ninth inning to win the game, go back 3.5 in the division.
And Al Trout has joined us.
Aaron Hicks comes back and awakes a dormant offense with a 2-run home run that sparks a 5-run 8th inning, then throws out a runner at 3rd in the ninth inning to help Aroldis Chapman get out of trouble, and the New York Yankees rally to beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4 Friday night and stop Boston's winning streak at 8 games.
That's incredible. Let's see the box score. And who is the primary
Aaron Hicks offense leading off the Yankees tonight, goes 2-for-5 and somehow sees 27 pitches, batting .286 on the season with an on-base percentage of .390.
Frazier with a hit streak.
Frazier is doing quite well for the Yankees. Only batting .215 on the year due to his poor time with the White Sox, but still came through with a very timely hit in that very clutch eighth inning this evening. Aaron Judge continues his struggles at the plate. Average drops to .292, two walks, on base percentage still above .400 at .423, highest on the team. Outside of that, J.P. Cooper, playing first base, goes 0-for-2 on the night as a pinch hitter late in the game, batting .359 on the year, limited number of at-bats.
Jesus Christ.
Jamie Garcia, new addition picked up right before the trade deadline, goes in two outs into the sixth, giving up 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts.
Jesus.
Adam Warren pitches the sixth through the ninth inning almost, 2 1/3, with Chapman closing it out, giving up yet another run. ERA now creeps over 3 for Chapman.
Chapman. I am the Chapman. So, what... Oh, actually, you know what? I need to add you to my list here of my contacts.
Yankees sit 3.5 games behind the Red Sox in the American League East. However, have a run differential of 32 runs plus higher per game on the entire season.
What? Who's what? Those season win total bets?
Yankees are way ahead of pace on the season win total bets right now.
Oh wow! Who paid out the most this year?
They're at 84 games on the over under for that, or 83 or something, and they're at 61 already with 70 plus games to play.
Win total bets MLB season win total bets MLB. If we see here,
I think it was 82.5 or something for the Yankees, if I recall.
Let's see, Diamondbacks. Braves, jeez, Indians had 92.5. That's really high. Dodgers were the only one that were higher. Actually, Dodger. Well, yeah, all of them were high. Well, Red Sox, obviously, they're really behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they at right now? Oh my God! Oh, that hurt. What was that? So, nice. What are the kind of people that leave Palladium these days when you walk past it? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's the hottest fucking tits you'll see in the world.
Like what? But oh my God, what the hell is that? Dude, that does not sound good. That does not translate well into the podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, who is it?
It's off a YouTube page.
Who is it?
Julia Michaels.
Gianna Michaels, the
No,
porn
Julia,
star.
bro. She wrote Sorry for Bieber.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote the entire last Selena album, Britney album, and fucking Gwen album.
Wait, Selena?
The entire Selena Gomez album, Britney Spears album, and Gwen
Like,
Stefani albums.
not Selena, right? Like, the
Lana's
girl.
been fucking dead before this girl was
I
fucking
don't know
born.
if she reaches way far back. I don't know if she's been around forever.
She's 23 years old.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Who's that country guy that like writes everyone's songs that these days, and now he's an actual
Chris Stapleton.
yes. Who is he written for? Does he write pop
Because I'm a
songs?
traveler.
Chris Stapleton, that's right. That's what I was trying to look for. My dentist was talking about him the other day.
For a while, getting used to being a mother. It has
Who's
been.
that? Dude, what are you playing? Can you do things
It pops
without?
on the box score on ESPN. What do you want from me? What do you want
What
from
from
me?
me? What do you want from me? Have you ever met Chad Kroeger?
No, dude.
Oh my God, dog. Jesus Christ. Batter up, fares down. Save 20% with saver fares on Amtrak. This podcast is brought to you by Amtrak, delivering you derailment daily.
Getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better. I've been drowning too long to believe
Are
that
you
the tide
serious?
to turn.
Oh my God.
And I've been living too long to believe things are going to get easier now. I'm just trying to shake off the pain from the
I can't believe
lesson.
this is happening right now.
As if an innocent whisper to the Lord, I will slay
If anyone's still with us, there's a piano playing going on here, folks. For those of you who are still listening, there's piano going on. I think we've lost JP.
There's penis going on.
Oh my God. Wait, do you have neighbors? Neighbors? Wait, can we talk about the incident in your old apartment about the thing about the rat coming out of the
We can talk about it. I don't think that's really revolutionary. A rat came up the toilet and tried to eat my dick off.
But isn't that just crazy though that you it's even possible? Like I've had like you think those kind of things happen in like Florida or here.
No, I think that happened in New York because you've walked around the East Village before.
I just wouldn't. I honestly don't know if I would be able to sit on a toilet again.
You get used to it, given that you do it every day.
I would just have to. I would have to put. Imagine you to put like a, like a, like a, like a, like a, like at the bottom of the toilet. You to put like a mesh thing, like a mesh like gate.
It's a poop net.
Yeah, poop net.
www.poopnet.com. Everyone,
It's
check it
like
out.
it
They're
only should it's like an
real net.
info it's an infomercial at 3 a.m. every night. Like, do you have rats calling out your toilet? Do you have rats calling out your toilet? Get the poop
Your
net.
toilet while you sit? Do you have anxiety while you shit?
Then so why shit? Stop rats from coming out your toilet with the poop net. Poop
Chad
net.
Bradford here with the slow roller.
Chad Bradford throwing submarine. I don't feel like I respect pitchers that throw submarine. I feel like they're just cons.
Expand on that a little bit for me. Tell me what you're feeling.
I just don't feel like it's a real way to throw a baseball.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of almost throwing underhand.
Are they?
I also feel like the people that throw submarine don't really last that long in the MLB. Like they get figured out. Like I think the way they throws people off for a little bit, but then after a while people catch on and then they're like, well, fuck you, I'm just gonna rip this ball now.
Damn, that makes them like the spies in the game Stratego.
Yeah, I used to play Stratego. I used to play Stratego back in the day. So,
but if you know a spy is coming in Stratego, you're fucked.
Dude, actually so funny. That used to be in junior high. We used to play that fucking game.
That game was so good.
It was so much fun. Like, once I got into it, I was like, that's it? I was like, this game's awesome. Yeah, we got really into it. And then we got taken away because we got, like, way too into it. And then people would fight to, like, play it. It was just so... It got out of hand. Shit got so crazy.
Damn, I'm sending a colonel at you, bro.
What's a colonel?
It's like a number three.
Number three on chat?
No, in Stratego, you fuck.
I haven't played it in forever. I have no idea where you doing that.
Dude, I'm just saying things I know about the game.
Holy shit, Trump says military is locked and loaded with North Korea?
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Why is this guy like to like just get nuts? Whoa. I didn't realize that Taylor Swift testified. Against that guy, Dr. Oz. What was his name? Dr. What the hell is his name? Where is it? Looking for it. Dr. Dog? No.
Dr. Oz?
No, that guy that, David Mueller.
So you get 6 bombs. 1 marshal, 1 general, 2 colonels, 3 majors, 4 captains, 4 lieutenants, 4 sergeants.
What about a general, like General So?
You get 1 general.
Oh.
I said that already.
I'm sorry.
Damn, bro, why don't you just put your listening hat on for a minute?
I just thought we were talking, but then you just want to talk about other things, like Stratego.
Stratego, bro. You're not being very Stratego right now.
I'm not being very Stratego. Wait, so this guy... So that guy... Oh, I didn't even... I really have paid no attention to the news. I didn't realize that what's-his-name got suspended. Ezekiel Elliott. How did he get suspended?
I didn't hear that either, to be honest.
Apologizes for distraction. For conduct. Why is the NFL so harsh on this kind of shit?
Because the NFL is a bunch of fucking pussies. This would never happen in the NBA.
Or a UFC.
Those are not very comparable, but sure.
Let's hear this.
The whole way that the league runs the league in NFL is so disingenuous.
Yeah, there's double standards.
Completely, like fucking everywhere.
Dude, 6 games is a lot for a fucking team.
6 games is more than it's 40% of the season.
Yeah. Wait, I don't even know. I thought there were 12 NFL games. No.
No, 16, bro.
Oh, that's right. Shit, sorry, I didn't realize.
That's the way it goes to week 18. They get 2 byes.
That's right. Randy Gregory.
Dude, how about my team? We're so fucked.
Was Ryan Tannehill back?
He was back for 2 weeks in practice, and then he blew out another ACL.
Oh my god.
Jay Cutler's our quarterback.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I saw that. That was the one thing I did see. What did he say? He said, well, he's like, you don't need good cardio.
It's good that I'm a quarterback because I'm not
in cardio.
It's like, great, bro. I'm so excited to have you around. We have 2 of the best receivers in the league with no one to fucking throw to them now. Maybe he'll do the right thing like he did when he was on the Bears, and he'll just hand the ball to the running back who was fantastic.
Yeah, because he's such a pussy, dude. He can't throw, and he gets sacked all the time.
Yeah, because he can't move because he's slow as shit, and he has no cardiovascular health.
He's like a worse Matt Schaub. That guy's not even playing it. He's like a backup to the guy in Oakland, I think, still. Which is kind of comical.
To Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's good anymore, and I played fantasy 5 years in a row.
Wait, what? I don't like... You stopped playing fantasy, or you have?
No, I still play fantasy. I just don't even know who's good anymore, and I play it every year, and I have mixed results. But I feel like once the season ends, I lose all knowledge of who I've been following in the fucking league.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
literally, like, you follow it, like, in the deadest months of the year when it's, like, shit outside.
Yeah, and then you just give up when it's actually fun.
And then shit ends, you're like, I don't remember any of that. I was just sitting at home by myself drinking when I was talking about football players. Yeah,
and making trades and putting them in. And then you're like, oh, well, that was great.
I get so excited on Sundays when my team would do well.
Yeah, and then you get so depressed when someone just falls apart.
And then I got slaughtered last year, and I was a defending finalist. Like, I lost in the finals of a 14-team league.
Who are you in the league with?
The Vivo League, and we're all co-owned, each team. So there's 28 owners, and I was coming off being in the finals and winning $800 just to be in the finals, and we got fucking man. So here's what happened. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Of our first four rounds,
mm-hmm.
three of the four got hurt by week four.
Oh my god! Yeah, well that's fantasy. And then you're just like scraped.
Adrian Peterson went down first. He was our first pick.
Oh god! Why did you pick him first?
He was the second pick in the draft. We took him. Like, he was
on auto draft, dude. Why would you do that?
We were convinced he was gonna have a big year.
Dude, he's so old. There's so many other players. Like, you would have actually, this guy Ezekiel Elliott would have been a better pick.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck you. I have four teams. I didn't do that. I only did that on that team. I think I'm ditching the guy that like works for me that I share the team with because I'm tired of listening to his opinions.
Oh well, that would make sense. I mean, why would I mean? I don't think it's that then. Big.
Then we lost the young receiver on the fucking Colts.
Who's that? I don't even know.
Who's the first receiver on the Colts?
I thought it was the older guy that got traded. I don't even know. Colts. No,
he's been gone. The guy you're talking about.
Wide receivers. I was gonna say Roddy White, but he's definitely not that.
Pull it up. You have a computer out, right?
No, I am. I'm searching right now. My internet just went crazy. Why is it not?
We lost Keenan Allen first. He was our first receiver. And then we lost the guy that we had as our next receiver. It's not Dante something. I can't remember.
Oh, T.Y. Hilton was the guy that was talking about. No,
who's the next one?
I know. I'm trying to. I can't. My internet's literally not working.
Dude, I'm fucking holding my computer to my face to talk to you. I'll find it. Hold on.
Why? Why are you doing that? I thought you had headphones in.
No, because I don't need them.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to my internet. I don't even know how I even came up. Moncrief. What?
Moncrief.
Wait, so who then? I mean, I don't even care because I stopped doing it as of last year because I just don't care. And it's just like a waste. Although, for 3 years, I won our Deutsche Bank league, which was like kind of comical. Because there were people who were like two into it. What did I take home?
Yeah.
I think I took home 1,000.
And what was your buy-in?
200 I didn't win the actual league. I won three consecutive years the total points scored in the regular season because I would literally just buy the shit because my team the first year was like I just had some because we did a what's it called when you do the auction draft or whatever and I got some like it ended up working because I paid up I think the first year for like Arian Foster, which ended up making a lot of money. That worked out. It was kind of crazy at the time because I was like, I think I spent like 40% of my money on him, which still ended up working out. But then I had to obviously like trade around him the entire season, but I had to like just look at the freaking waiver wire and all that stupid shit every week, which became a pain in the ass. That's why I stopped doing it, because it's just a pain in the ass. Like, I hate having to do it every morning, because then you're like, oh god, I gotta pick up someone, this guy's injured, who's gonna play first, who's gonna be like the second slot, who's injured, who's not gonna play.
Yeah,
But you know what? Wait, do you have ESPN Insider?
Yep.
Is it actually like worth getting? Because I feel like when you get that, you do get.
I feel like they give me like an article like once every 3 weeks that I actually give a shit about.
But not just the articles. Like, does it give you a better, like?
Oh, you mean specific to fantasy?
No, well, just like projections, like on people, like if they're actually gonna play and stuff like that.
No, just check Yahoo.
Ah, damn it! Because like sometimes
Yahoo pulls in everything from Roto World.
Oh, so that's what that's the one. But isn't that what powers ESPN Insider, Roto World?
No.
Oh. I don't know why my internet's not working, by the way.
If they do, it's because ESPN just processes it. I don't know how to describe it. The ESPN data that Roto World gets just never gets transmitted through timely enough. You'll find it out like the day after the game, and you're like, what the fuck?
You're like, thanks. This was not...
Like, oh, so like you literally had the information. I'm a user on your property, and you didn't give me any advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone give yourselves a round of
applause. Wait, which one do you use? You use ESPN for fantasy, or do you use like, what's the other
depends,
one?
CBS? Depends on the league.
Yeah, which do you prefer? Do you what's up? Do you have one with?
I have 4 or 5 teams.
Wait, which do you? You have to have one with like what's his name, Hal or someone like that, right?
No, I don't play with them at all.
Wait, will there ever be a Swarm reunion?
There might be an Empanadas reunion. Let's go, Los Empanadas!
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
Dude, that brings it back 15 years almost.
That's actually really scary. Like, holy shit.
Owned an empanada store then.
Wait, what? That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Oh my god, dude. That's crazy.
The cherry dessert one, dude.
Oh my god. That's actually so crazy.
We were talking so much about Danny Brown's when we were out at dinner tonight.
Did you go there?
No, because he's on vacation, so no one's going when he's not actually there.
Yeah, yeah. Does he hook it up at all?
Always.
Oh man, we were gonna go there, and then we looked at the menu, and it was like a lot of pork stuff, and Zoe's not really into pork, so we didn't go.
There's one pork dish on the menu.
No, when we looked the other night, it was like three things, dude.
No,
there's three mains. There were three mains that had like pork, like involved things.
Small plates. Just get the apps, dude.
They're so good.
The scallops, the tartare, dude.
I saw the tartare look really good.
Dude, don't let Zoe influence your dinner choices. You're paying. Who cares?
Damn, dude. Wait. So what? What is it like inside? Is it nice?
It's pretty nice.
What do
people? It's not the old place. It's way tinier.
I don't understand why that dude who owned that space would do that. That's like the dumbest thing ever. I feel like for
that guy, I know that guy. He's a giant fucking douchebag.
Yeah, but I just from a business sense, I feel like it would be dumb to have like a Michelin star restaurant in your commercial property and then be like. Nah, because that restaurant would attract if you price the other people out, and then you get other really like other, you know, you almost want to give the restaurant like a discount to attract other, you know, because the restaurant will bring the traffic, the foot traffic, right? I think at least I don't know. I'm not a real estate expert.
Yeah, for sure.
But then you're like, why would you do that? Because if that's getting publicity, you know, you're gonna have people that are going there that. Who knows? You have a cigar bar. You have like a cocktail lounge that's next door. You have something else that like ties into the restaurant. Maybe like, who knows? I have no idea. But you could put a bunch of things there that would make sense.
Yep.
But like, what's there now? Is there anything there? Like something stupid, like a paint store or like a bank or mattress store, dude. By the way,
I don't know.
I noticed that. Even in the city, too, there are, like, now mattress stores everywhere. Like, I don't fucking understand how mattress stores, like, actually they're almost like fungus or something. They just spread everywhere. Like, there's mattress stores in Houston everywhere because, for who knows, because Houston follows no logical sense at all. But even when I was walking in the city, like, there was like a mattress store like every five blocks. It felt like. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
I just wanted to make you work for it.
You just really just want to leave me hanging for a second.
Damn, dude. I figured you would vamp. I know we don't have a producer tonight, but still.
Wait, vamp? What does that mean? Vamp mode?
Just keep the fucking podcast going without me responding to you.
No, that's totally fine. I could keep going right now. So, I just don't. I'm not pro match. So if I become mayor, I will eliminate all mattress stores throughout the tri-state area because they're stupid. I would just get Casper Mattress online. So if anyone wants to send me a Casper mattress for free, they are more than welcome to. Or Tempur-Pedic.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But I actually don't even. Do you have, what kind of mattress do you have? Tempur-Pedic, or do you not like them? Okay. Are you smoking the pen? Okay. So we've lost one person that was part of the podcast, but I'm going to continue on. I just don't believe in mattress stores, and I have no idea how there can be one every five blocks. Because, frankly, I don't believe that they make any money, but I have no idea that the economics behind mattress stores. And who goes into them? Because every time I pass by one, they are always empty. And that's so stupid. Hello? We've lost our guest tonight, folks, but we're just going to keep going here. So in other news, Snapchat. Anyone use it? What do you guys think about North Korea? I don't really have any opinion about North Korea because I think this is all a mirage. And by all a mirage, I mean it's all a mirage that I'm talking to myself because there's someone else on the other end. I just don't understand why there's all this distraction. I feel like all of this is a charade. And the real things that are going on, we're not supposed to know about. Whoa. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp registers $807 million loss as its newspaper's value fall. Sounds kind of absurd for a newspaper to lose that much money. Up to 70 photographers in News Corp's Australian arm were made redundant in May. Including forced layoffs. The Wall Street Journal recorded over 1 million page subscribers in the full financial year. News Corp wrote down the value in Fox and an Australian pay TV company, which has a 50% stake. Damn, this company got hammered. How is it even possible from newspapers? I feel like that's. Revenue from digital news and information rose steadily at 3%. Just seems a little bit over the top that you could lose that much in one quarter. Robert Thompson said he believed News Corp prompted digital platforms to address a dysfunctional content ecosystem, which in the fake and fraudulent have flourished. He added, "We are now in advanced discussions with those platforms over the creation of payment mechanisms for news and verified veracity." Honestly, I have no idea what that's all about. In other news, as I read through the news headlines for today, Russian cyber attack targeted elections vendor tied to voting day disruptions. Russian cyber attack. Huh. I just don't understand how people could be so good at cyber attacking things. I wish I understood how to. I guess I'd probably do it myself. I just also don't understand things in general. I feel like there's things going on the other side of this line, but you know what? It's all good. I'm just going to continue. So tomorrow is Saturday. I'm pretty sure that, and excuse me, folks, I feel like I'm not as fluid as I normally am. It's probably because I haven't gotten that much sleep the last few nights. I don't know why, I just haven't been able to sleep. Maybe I need to drink more wine at night. Dude, what is going on the other side? Dude, what are you doing? Anyway, let's see, what else, folks? So, it's August. I have the feeling that this year is going to prompt several hurricanes for some reason. Not that they're going to make landfall, but I just feel like there will be a lot of them this year, more so than other years. Because I feel like there have been several years where we haven't had one. Just hopefully they're not next week, because I'll be gone and be in Florida. That would suck. I really need to go to a concert of some sort. I haven't gone to one in a while. I need to really figure that out. Maybe at some point we'll set that up. So I'm just going to default to a topic on Reddit that could help me re-trigger my mind, because I feel like right now I just really can't think because I'm exhausted. So let's see what we got here, folks. What is the dumbest song lyric ever heard? Alright, that's dumb. Let's try another one. What will be the turns out for cigarettes are bad for us, our generation? Cell phones? You're hearing less from earbuds. That's possible. I mean, I really listen to my music pretty fucking loud in my ears. And in my car as well. There's no way that can't be bad. But then again, it's not like we are exposed to the amount of noise that people, like machines are a lot quieter. It's not like we're like exposed to heavy machinery as I feel like back in the day. I feel like a lot of construction, and there's a lot more soundproofing and all these other, we don't work manual labor jobs as much as we used to. So it's not like we have like on the job hearing loss or something like that either. So I have no idea, but I don't believe hearing loss is one of them for sure. And I can't believe that's actually the top vote. It's a freaking top vote. 39,000 people said that. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Then again, I don't know. Maybe younger kids just crank it hard. Just destroy their ears. Who knows? I have no idea. See, sitting for 8 hours a day, I agree with that. That could be totally possible, because I feel like me sitting actually makes me feel terrible during the day. Butt cancer, I don't know about that. I have a badass mom. I don't think that computers, maybe computer screens, I don't know, cell phones, I feel like probably got to be fucked up, because there's no way that all these waves that we're sending back and forth across the sky can be good for you. But who knows, maybe they are. What's the most overplayed classic rock song? Don't Stop Believing, Journey. I agree. Every karaoke night. Yep, it's possible. Coming in, Sweet Home Alabama, terrible. I agree. Hotel California, that's totally possible as well. Bryan Adams. All of these are songs that you would hear at the end of a night at a bar. Like, that's definitely your sign to get the fuck out of wherever you are and go home and go to sleep. They are shut down, lights on, get the fuck out, go home songs. Billy Joel's totally possible, obviously. Sweet Child of Mine is a drunk person's top playlist hit. Which also means if you're not drunk enough to be digging it, you probably also need to go home. Stairway to Heaven is way too long. Why would you even put that on there? What needs to fucking stop? Oh, that's a little too intense. This person really went hard on that one. Let's see. Past week. You know what? I just realized that I think this guy's actually sleeping. Hello? Yeah, he's definitely sleeping. You hear that, folks? One, two, three. Wow, that's some... I wonder if he has sleep apnea. I don't know. Maybe we should tell him if he needs a CPAP machine or something. Ooh, that sounds really bad. Anyway, folks, you know what this means. I think this is the end of tonight's podcast, as one of our friends have gone to sleep. But you know what? It was a good episode. We tried something out. We learned some things about baseball, and then our guest went to sleep. Good night, everyone.